There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome from Athens, Alabama. This is the Mark White Show, a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference. I'm here to enlighten, encourage, and inspire you to make a difference where you are. I love recognizing those who are making a difference in our communities, and we're going to do some of that today. Today, our focus is making a difference as a caregiver. Now, many of you listening know exactly what it means to be a caregiver yourself. Some of you may be about to begin that journey. If we live long enough, we will all either be a caregiver or need care ourselves. And that experience should lead us to want to have a desire to learn more about being a caregiver. On the line, I have a man who has 32 years of experience as a caregiver to his wife, Gracie. Peter Rosenberger has helped many caregivers through Hope for the Caregiver. Now, beyond Peter being the husband of Gracie, Peter's also an author and radio host out of Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Well, thank you very much. And it's good to be talking to folks there in upstate Alabama.
Yes, sir. We're glad to have you.
And beyond.
Well, that's exactly right. We have people listening from all over the country now, and I welcome those people who are first-time listeners as well. And, Peter, of course, you're joining me this morning because we want to talk about being a caregiver and how important that is. And, of course, you have that foundation, that experience yourself. If you would, give us your background as a caregiver.
Well, mine started, a lot of people start their journey as a caregiver through a sudden event, like the birth of a special needs child, or they get a bad diagnosis from the doctor, or a traumatic event happens, or whatever. In my case, I married a woman who was already hurt. I first met my wife, Gracie. We were both in college together, and she had experienced a terrible wreck. She was in Nashville at Belmont University here in Nashville. She was going to visit a friend of hers over in west of here, and she fell asleep at the wheel in the middle of the day, slammed into a concrete abutment, busted up everything. I mean, it was an Evel Knievel kind of wreck. Some people don't even remember who Evel Knievel was, but for those of you who do, thank you for getting it. For those of you who don't, look it up. And but it was a bad wreck, and she recovered enough to come back to college. And I thought, well, how bad could this be? When friends wanted to set us up, they said, this wonderful girl, she just had a bad wreck a while back, but she's back. And I thought, well, how bad could it be? And I met her, and I saw her limp, and I saw the scars on her lower legs under peeking out from underneath her jeans and so forth on her feet. And yet this is beautiful young woman, over-the-top personality, and then I heard her sing, and I thought, this is it. I'm done. I'm captivated by this woman, and I'm going to take care of her for the rest of my life. I just had no idea what that meant,
right,
to be in a relationship with someone who was hurt. So here I am now, 35 years later from her wreck, and she's had 80 surgeries, both legs amputated, 80, 90, 100 doctors have worked on her, 12 different hospitals, 7 different insurance companies, well over $10 million. She's not known a day without pain since Reagan was president. And we're still kicking along with this thing. So it's been quite a journey. Now, she'd only had about 20 surgeries by the time I met her. The other 65 came under my watch. And then she's got at least another 80, 90, 100 smaller procedures that we can't even hardly count. So it's a pretty big journey that we've had.
Yes, and speaking of a big journey, it's quite remarkable that not only have you been there for your wife, but you also been there for other people. You have been a comfort to so many people. I've listened to your show myself. You've been a comfort to people who are caregivers, and of course it is Hope for the Caregiver, and you share that hope, and you do take time to share that with other people. Tell us about how you came into being a radio host yourself and an author.
Well, I have the hair for TV, but the face for radio. And it's friends of mine were telling me some years ago that, you need to do a show. You need to show. And Gracie and I have done a lot of media stuff over the years. She came out of the media line for a while because just her health deteriorated even more. She's never been well, but she really went down pretty low. And so Brinjar said, you know, you've developed a set of skills doing this. You ought to talk to folks about it, have your own show and so forth. And I remember, Mark, when I started going out and doing a radio show, I went to a local station here in Nashville, and they looked at me like I was just from Mars when I said I want to do a show for caregivers. And they had no idea what I was talking about. And they said, we just don't see it happening. So I went across the street to another little station, little small mom-and-pop station, and I think I could probably reach more people from yelling in my backyard, but that's okay. I went over there and I started doing it. And 8 months later, I got a call from WLAC, who I'd originally gone to here in Nashville, the big 50,000-watt station. And they said, we've been listening to your show, and we think this would work. We want to have you over here. So I joined the WLAC iHeart community over there and started doing it. And then last September, we went syndication, and I hit I started off with like 13 stations, and then in December we hit 18, and then in July we hit 25. But then American Family Radio called me, and they wanted we started talking about doing a show for them, and so I do a show for them, and so now we're over 200 stations.
Wow. Well, and I want to also give you an opportunity to talk about your book, and Gracie has a book as well, if you want to mention that.
Well, what I want to mention, in fact, and thank you for that, the book is called Hope for the Caregiver, and it's available wherever books are sold. The website is hopeforthecaregiver.com, and Gracie's book is called Gracie Standing with Hope. Standing with Hope is the overarching ministry of what we have. We have two program areas. One is to amputees over in West Africa. We've been doing that for 13 years. Just got back Saturday night from a trip over there, and Gracie was able to join us for that. And we collect used prosthetic limbs from all over the country. They go to a local prison here in Tennessee where inmates volunteer to strip them down so that we can recycle the parts. And we need those things right now, particularly smaller limbs for children who've outgrown a prosthesis. We need those things. So you can go to standingwithhope.com if you have somebody that you know of wants to donate a used prosthesis. But and then Gracie's book is a pretty compelling book. The other program, of course, that we have at Standing with Hope is the caregiver outreach. It's for the wounded and those who care for them. And that's our focus on how do you help these folks, give practical help to get them up standing and walking, and then what does practical help look like to the family caregiver? And that's what we offer as well on the show.
Now, as I said before, there are those who have yet to be caregivers. There are those right now who are listening who are in the middle of being a caregiver. I know your show is about hope. What do you say to encourage those who are in the process and how they deal with it themselves so that they can re-energize themselves, to refresh themselves, so that they are the best they can be for those that they are caring for?
Well, I'm a second-degree black belt in Hapkido, and it's a self-defense art. And it's hard to defend yourself if you don't value yourself. It's very difficult for caregivers to grasp that concept because we're so lost in someone else's story and someone else's pain and someone else's sorrow and journey that we forget that it's important for us to stay healthy. What I do is help give caregivers a well-lit path to safety where they can catch their breath, take a knee, and then start developing strategies to live a healthier life, because the healthier they are, the better they can serve their loved ones. It doesn't do much good to serve somebody who has extreme physical or emotional or mental needs if you're clenching your fist in rage all the time. It's very hard to push a wheelchair with clenched fist. And so what I'm helping my fellow caregivers learn to do, and myself, by the way, I preach to myself, is to live a calmer, healthier, and even more joyful life while dealing with harsh realities. You know, we're not going to make it if we're so busy self-destructing because we're overeating or because we're having some type of substance abuse problem ourselves, or moral failures or stress that's leading us to a heart attack or whatever. All of those things can happen to a family caregiver. So what I'm trying to do is help them get to safety where they can start unraveling some of these things and build a calmer, healthier life.
And, of course, we're all aging, and that's a fact. I was raised by two generations ago. My granddad was born in 28, my grandmother in 33, and my great-grandmother in 1906. And so I watched my grandmother as she took great care for my great-grandmother, and you know, did the things that she needed to do to care for her. And, of course, I know that there were times where she was exhausted. She was raising two boys and taking care of her mother as well. But she did that, and she did a great job at it. And my grandmother in the last 3 months of her life was living with me and my wife, and we were ready to take care of her. Unfortunately, she passed of a heart attack pretty quickly. It's been 2 years ago today. My father, we were carrying him to Vanderbilt and trying to get a second opinion on his cancer diagnosis. And for 3 weeks, it was a pretty exhaustive caregiving in the hospital and back and forth trying to find a cure for him. But that's been a couple of years ago this weekend, and it was a very difficult time. So I've had some experience as a caregiver, and I did want to encourage people who might be facing that through your show, and I do want them to tune in if they have a chance to listen more about being a caregiver.
Well, look, the reality is, whether you're taking care of somebody with this aging or special needs child, you know, and a lot of this also affects the mentally ill or people with substance abuse problems. If you have an alcoholic in your family, I promise you, you're functioning as a caregiver. Anybody that has an impairment that you're in a relationship with, you're putting yourself between them and even worse disaster. You fit the definition of caregiver. So what I want to do is help those individuals see how they can navigate through this. My new book is coming out in the fall. It's called 7 Caregiver Landmines and How You Can Avoid Them. And these are just simple things I've learned the hard way. I'm kind of the crash test dummy of caregivers. And if you could fail at it, I've failed at it, but that's okay. I've learned a few things, but the learning curve is real steep. And so you got to ask yourself as a caregiver, do you really have the kind of time to get all this right? Or do you want to learn from somebody who's been there, done that, still doing it, and learned it the hard way? So that's my mission, is to reach us, offer my lifetime of experience as a lifeline to fellow caregivers.
And I appreciate your service and what you're doing for others to give them that hope. For caregivers, because I know it's a challenge for people. And like we say, there's people who've yet to face it, and they need to prepare themselves for it so that when the time comes, they are ready, they are prepared. So I encourage people to listen more to you, Peter Rosenberger, as well as check out your book and your wife's book as well. And I appreciate the work that you're doing out there in the field.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Mark. And you too. Thank you for being a source of encouragement to others. You're growing, and you're doing a great job down there.
Thank you, Peter. You take care and have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
And that was Peter Rosenberger. He is a radio host. He's also an author, and he's been taking care of his wife as a caregiver for the past 32 years. You heard that story there. This morning, we are talking about being a caregiver. This is the Mark White Show, a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference. And I do hope to enlighten, encourage, and inspire you as we go through this show. I try to recognize those who are making a difference. And I hope you'll stick with me. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Vicki Martin joining us. We're going to talk about senior care a little more. And I hope you'll stay with us. Share this with your friends. Let them know the program's going. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity. Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Fall means pumpkins, and for all your pumpkin needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm has over 30 varieties of pumpkins, including gourds. J. Calvert Farm is a you-pick farm on Friday and Saturday. So make your reservations today and get ready to take a group or your family for a special trip to the farm. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And welcome back. We are now on the subject of senior caregiving, a subject that many of us, it's affected. My grandmother took care of my great-grandmother. I took care of my dad when he was diagnosed with cancer for 3 weeks. I was his caregiver. And then my grandmother moved in with us back in January, and we were able to help take care of her for 3 months before she passed away. So this is a subject that touches a lot of lives. And you may not have faced this subject yet, but it may be something that you will encounter, or you may be the one that has to be taken care of. Right now I have with me Dr. Vicki Martin from Birmingham. Welcome to the program, Dr. Martin.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Let's talk a little bit about your professional career and your background as a doctor.
Well, I started the medical school in the 80s and went to UAB for my training. And then after that, I went to Careway Methodist for internal medicine residency. And since then, I've done a variety of things. I've had a private practice. I've worked for a hospital as an employee. I've worked for the government, and I also have served as a hospitalist in some hospitals. So I do have a variety of experiences in medicine, and have really enjoyed it in different ways. And I like the inpatient and the outpatient care.
And you've worked with all ages throughout your career?
No, actually, Mark, I am an internist. And internists, by really definition, are doctors for adults. And so we really see patients from, say, ages 15 or 16 on up.
Okay.
All the way to the end of life. And you might be interested in the differences in doctors as far as just for even for primary care, because internal medicine is focuses on taking care of adults, but family practice has a wider reach. They will see patients, they may see them from newborn, but they may start at, say, age 2 or 3 and then go all the way up. And then on the other end of the spectrum is the geriatrician, who is a doctor who specializes in older adults. So those would be for patients, say, ages 65 and older. But, you know, one of the things I would suggest that you let your listeners know is that everybody needs a primary care doctor, from children on up to the very elderly. Because a lot of people, they may kind of go from specialist to specialist, but there's no one that's kind of manning the whole total picture of the patient. And that's the person that you can count on to help direct you to other doctors as needed. And sometimes if a person, say, has a medical event, they go into the hospital or they have an operation, then they're going to want to know at the hospital, they're going to say, well, who is your primary care doctor? And a lot of times people, they don't have a primary care doctor.
Right.
So that's an important thing, because that is the person that they're going to refer you back to see. And you just want to have someone that you can call on.
And one of the things that may happen is, as a caregiver, they may be more diligent than the individual that they're caring for. How would that person find a doctor, or what would they need to be looking for to find an appropriate doctor for their loved one?
Well, the first thing, really, is to consider what kind of insurance coverage the patient has. So typically, if we're talking about an older patient, they are Medicare. They do have Medicare starting at age 65. But it's important that when a person turns 65, that they find, you know, make sure they have coverage for, which is kind of a supplemental coverage to what is normally allowed for the older person. But this would be the Part C. So they need to make sure they have a Part C plan. And then when you know what their plan allows, say they have Blue Cross or they have United, then you look on that website and find out what doctors are allowed on that plan, because some doctors may, you know, they may have they may be on the Blue Cross panel, but they're not on the Viva panel. So then that's the number one thing, is find out who is an option for the patient to see.
Now, you may have a message for people out there where they are about to embark on being a caregiver. What would you tell those individuals as a means of comfort to them as to what they're about to face?
Well, I would say to have a heart of compassion towards the person that they're looking after, to try to put themselves in that person's shoes and try to consider that it's not easy for the patient to need help. And it's not, you know, it's not always easy for the family to provide that help. A lot of times there's sacrifice involved on the part of the family member. But if we as caregivers can just remember that that person has needs that really have to be met, and that, you know, one day we're all going to be in that situation where we are going to also need help. And if we just try to be open-hearted towards that person. And then the second thing is to remember to take care of yourself, to try to eat right and get your sleep and get your exercise and do the things that are needed. It's like the little saying, you know, if you're on a plane that's going down, you got to put on your own oxygen mask first before you can, you know, try to help the person next to you.
Right.
But it's a complicated thing, but you know, it's a very rewarding thing to do, because you know that you're just doing the best that you can. And I've heard it said, you know, just to live your life with no regrets. So if you make a decision and you're making the best decision you know at the time, you know you've done your best.
And we are talking to Dr. Vicki Martin of Birmingham. We're talking about being a caregiver, and especially when it comes to senior care. And I know that this is something that many of us will face. And I appreciate you joining me this morning, Dr. Martin.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. It was great to talk to you.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
And that was Dr. Vicki Martin. You are listening to The Mark White Show, a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference. I hope that I'm accomplishing that this morning. I'm here to enlighten, encourage, and inspire you to make a difference where you stand, and I hope that you will do that. And we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes after a break here. We're going to have Miss Deanna Thomas. She is a nurse at an assisted living location in Haleville, Alabama. We will be having her on the program. I hope you'll stay with me. Share this with your friends. Let them know we're having a show about caregiving this morning. You are listening to The Mark White Show. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn, garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front-end alignments, shock struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
Heroes come in every shape and size, special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their name, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we are back. This is the Mark White Show, a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference. I do hope to encourage, inspire, and enlighten you through my guests this morning. I asked you a question. How are you doing? Are you doing okay? Are you a caregiver? Are you taking care of somebody today? Is it a challenge for you? Do you need a time to relax or recharge? Maybe it's something that you're facing. You're discussing it with family about a family member that's going to have to be taken care of by you or another loved one. How are you going to go about that? These are the questions we're trying to answer today and to give you some comfort as to knowing how to go about this and to do the very best job that you possibly can. Earlier in the program, we had Peter Rosenberger, who is a caregiver himself, a radio host and author. We had Dr. Vicki Martin on the program. And right now, we have Deanna Thomas. Deanna Thomas is a specialty care, works as specialty care assisted living in Haleville, Alabama. And she is actually the administrator of Rose Manor Specialty Care, and she is an LPN. Welcome to the program, Deanna.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. I know you've been in the business for, you said, 30 years. Tell us about your background and your experience of over the past 30 years as an administrator, as a nurse, taking care of people who are in their senior ages.
Okay. Well, in 1988, first let me tell you this. I am a mother of two wonderful children. They're grown, and I am soon to be, have eight grandchildren. But in 1988, I got my associate in general liberal arts and didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I decided I'd try nursing. So in 1989, I graduated from the LPN program. And ever since then, I've worked with geriatrics. And back then, you really didn't know about Alzheimer's. They called it hardening of the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And old-timers disease, but, you know, since then we've learned a lot about dementia and Alzheimer's and the different mental things. But I work at Rose Manor as an administrator, and also a lot of times on the weekends I'll work as an LPN, as the med nurse. With dementia patients, it can be very, very stressful. People have to remember that you have to take a break from it. You have to go home and relax, and even if it's just to take a 5-minute shower, do something to recharge yourself.
Yes. Well, and when we think about those who need special care, sometimes we're, as private citizens, are not able to take care of our loved ones in the way that we need to, and we do have to use an alternative of having a facility like yours to take them to so that they can get the care that they need.
That's correct. And a lot of times, though, you find that people, we feel so guilty when we have to put our loved one somewhere, like a assisted living or a nursing home. But sometimes you have to have help. With the different types of dementia, and Alzheimer's being one of them, you know, there can be behavior problems, and they, you know, one person just can't. And women, we tend to think we can be superwoman and do everything, take care of the kids and work and take care of mother who is sick and do all of this. And sometimes you just need help. And so, you know, I think that's where, as a society, we've got to quit feeling guilty for needing to reach out and get help to help us take care of our loved ones.
There definitely is a pull-your-own-bootstraps type mentality. And you are correct when you say that a lot of people hesitate, when it comes to leaving their loved one with somebody else. They feel an obligation. And while they can take care of them, I would say that, yes, they should take care of them. But when the situation gets to a point where they can no longer give them the care that they need, then there are alternatives out there. And I would hope that somebody would look into that. My grandmother, she was 84 years old, and she was clear-minded. She was physically, she was in great shape. We thought she had a heart attack after 3 months of living with us. She had a blocked artery, and that cost her life. But, you know, during those 3 months, I tried to do what I could, because, you know, as you're getting older, you're more feeble, and we can step up. And I know that it's tough to lose independence. I can't imagine when I get older losing my independence if I make it that long. But for people to give up a little bit of that has to be a difficult challenge. And I know that you see these folks when they first come in, and maybe the reluctance of accepting care.
That's exactly right. When residents first come into our building, a lot of times, you know, they think everything is fine with them. Well, there's nothing wrong with me. And of course, as their loved ones and you're around them all the time, you see that, you know, they're forgetting to turn the stove off, or they're forgetting where they are, or forgetting where they're going. And of course, that can all be very dangerous. So when it gets to that point, you know, people comes to us. And then a lot of times, as you said, the resident themselves is like, there's nothing wrong with me. Why? They're just trying to make me think I'm crazy.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's that where we, you don't ever argue with them. You just, you don't want to agree with them and make them think that, yeah, they're trying to make you think you're crazy. You don't do that. But you don't argue with them. You just redirect. And we get really good at redirection, you know, redirecting people to get their mind off what they're thinking right then about that their loved ones is making them think they're crazy.
Yes.
But you redirect them, and we just try to give them. I tell my girls, I say, you know, these families, they've entrusted us to take care of their loved one. And that's hard for them because they feel guilty because they want to, but for whatever reason, they can't. Maybe they're not physically able, or maybe they're having to work. I said, so, you know, they're letting us be part of their family.
Right.
So we need to treat them like you would want someone to treat your mother. And it's all about compassion and redirection. That's the two main things, I think, in dealing with a dementia patient.
And you talked about the challenge and how it can be exhausting. Do you have an encouraging word for those who are out there listening right now that maybe at that point of exhaustion, they wonder where they're headed with this, and they don't have the energy that maybe they did when they first began? How to maybe channel that loss of energy to find a way to get their energy back and to get that enthusiasm of being able to take care of this individual?
I think the main thing I would say is ask for help. Don't feel guilty if you need help. If it's just to have someone to come and sit with your loved one for 2 hours so that you can go on date night with your husband, or you can go to a movie, or go get a pedicure. Or like me, I love having popcorn party night with my grandbaby. You know, whatever it takes to get you. And then when you walk back in to take care of your loved one, you've got a smile on your face, and then they respond to that. So it's really doing you both a favor, and it will help you in the long run.
Deanna, I've enjoyed getting to talk to you this morning, and I wish you well in your work, and I appreciate your service to the community there in Haleville and the surrounding area.
Well, thank you, Mark, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Deanna. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And I've been talking with Deanna Thomas. She's an LPN, and she's also administrator there at Rose Manor Specialty Care Assisted Living in Haleville, Alabama. I hope that so far the show has been an encouragement to you. That is what I seek to do with the Mark White Show, a little radio show in Alabama, making a big difference. I hope to enlighten, encourage, and inspire you to make a difference where you're standing. Just like Deanna Thomas, she's making a difference where she is for the past 30 years working with those in the assisted living facility. I love recognizing those who are making a difference in our communities. And when we come back, we're going to recognize a family. And that family is the Stroud family, Justin and Heather. Heather's going to be on the line with me. Her son would have turned 5 years old this week. I hope you'll stick with me. Share this with your friends. Let them know that the Mark White Show is talking about caregiving from being a child to senior citizen. I hope you'll come back. This is the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White.
What you gonna do when the well runs dry, honey? What you gonna do when the well runs dry, babe? What you gonna do when the well runs dry? Pick up a phone and call CDI, honey, baby mine.
For all your well service, well drilling, and water purification needs, pick up a phone and call my friends Ken and Summer Gobble at CDI, 256-679-8181, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Kenita.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Fall means pumpkins, and for all your pumpkin needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm has over 30 varieties of pumpkins, including gourds. J. Calvert Farm is a you-pick farm on Friday and Saturday. So make your reservations today and get ready to take a group or your family for a special trip to the farm. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
And we are now in the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. This is the Mark White Show. I seek to enlighten, encourage, and inspire you to make a difference where you are. And right now on the line, I have with me Heather Stroud. Heather and her husband Justin are trying to make a difference by bringing awareness to CHD, congenital heart defect, that their son actually had. His fifth birthday would have been August 28th. And I reached out to Heather and asked if she would come on the program during the Good Deed segment. And she is here with us now. Heather, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I know it's a tough time for you to know that it would be your son's fifth birthday and William would be celebrating as a 5-year-old. I have my daughter Cora with me. She'll be 5 in December. I can't imagine what that's like. But if you wouldn't mind, share your story of William and your family.
So we actually, as you mentioned, William would have been 5 on August 28th. He was born, we found out when I was pregnant with him at the 20-week anatomy scan that he had a series of several severe congenital heart defects. So we spent the last 20 weeks of my pregnancy going to 1 to 2 doctors a week between cardiology and high-risk OBs, basically just formulating the best plan for him after he would be born. So we decided to deliver at UAB so that he would be directly transferred to Children's Hospital. He lived his entire 4.5-month life at Children's of Alabama in the cardiovascular CVICU. And, you know, even though William didn't make it, we are eternally grateful to every single staff member at both hospitals that helped us throughout his life. And really our goal now is just, you know, to make sure that his legacy lives on and that we're able to help future families with congenital heart defects.
And this show has been about being a caregiver. And, of course, that doesn't just apply to seniors. That also applies to children. And that's something that you as a mother and Justin as a father had to be a caregiver to William during that time. Tell us about your experience. I know that nurses and doctors can do so much, but there's times when you have to be the parent at the hospital, and it can be exhausting.
Yes, we're very grateful because the doctors and nurses at the CVICU allowed us to participate as much as humanly possible. You know, obviously there are certain, we couldn't administer medications and, you know, certain things, but they made us part of every single decision that occurred during William's life medically. But it was exhausting. Justin and I lived in that hospital room with William for 4.5 months, and you know, as most people know, you don't get rest in a hospital. You know, they're
right,
constantly in and out, you know, doing normal checks, especially when he was really ill and required a lot more care. And then he was, you know, he was a baby. Babies don't sleep a lot, and he was a very sick baby. So Justin and I took turns standing at his bedside, again, pretty much the entire 4.5 months that we were there with him.
What do you say to families who are currently going through the same thing that you did and the same experience where they're struggling to deal with this diagnosis? What do you say to encourage them?
My words of encouragement would just be, you know, pray to God and know that there are other people praying with you and supporting you, and there are others who have been through this that will help you walk through it. And you know, William thankfully is not the majority. A lot of these children do live and go on to lead very normal lives. You know, but there's always hope, and just live with hope.
And I would imagine that you had support from family during that time as well, that you had had a lot of support from your family members. Is that your experience?
Yes, Justin and I are very fortunate. Between our immediate and extended family, our friends, our church family, complete strangers, the congenital heart disease community as a whole, you know, it's amazing how a complete stranger can become family to you in just a matter of minutes.
And yes.
We were never alone the entire process, and we're still truly blessed with everybody that helped us through his diagnosis, his life, and even in death.
And, of course, I wanted to bring you on the program to help keep William's legacy alive. I saw that his fifth birthday was on Tuesday, and he would have celebrated his fifth birthday, and I know that that's a difficult time for you as parents, but I did want to recognize William, keep his legacy alive, talk about this congenital heart defect that affects a lot of people. Actually, there's a lot of children who are affected by it, and I wanted to touch lives that are people that are listening that may have yet to experience this, because it didn't stop with William. Unfortunately, there are families out there who have yet to face this, and hopefully this gives them a little bit of hope that there are families out there who've experienced this, and to hear your voice and to know that that there is hope out there for families.
Yes, and just to quickly touch on what you said, 1 in 100 children are born with a congenital heart defect. It is the most common birth defect in the world, and it is the number one cause of infant-related death in the world.
Wow.
So Justin and I are part of the Cast and Catch-In fishing tournament with 3 other congenital heart defect families, and our favorite thing that we like to tell people, it's not a matter of if you are affected by a congenital heart defect. It is a matter of when. It could be your child, it could be your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, your best friend's daughter, your coworker's son. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when.
Yes.
It will affect you at some point. So it is very important that people know and understand what congenital heart defects are.
Absolutely. And Heather, I've partnered with the Early Works Family Museums out of Huntsville, and they give me certificates to give to people, packets, family of 4 tickets to go to Early Works. And I know that you have a beautiful daughter, Anna, and part of William's birthday, just to memorialize him and to honor him, I want to give you admission to Early Works Museum, if you'll accept that.
Oh, thank you so much. Wonderful.
And you can go as a family. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Heather, and sharing your experience.
Thank you so much for having me and helping keep William's memory alive.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Mark.
And that was Heather Stroud. We talked about her son William had CHD, and we want to bring awareness to that, congenital heart defects that so many families, as she alluded to, are affected by that. Let's talk about next week's show. Next week, I've got an Andy Griffith special. I've got Betty Lynn joining me. She played Thelma Lou on the Andy Griffith Show. Maggie Mancuso played Charlene Darlin, and Rodney Dillard played Rodney Darlin. He never spoke, but he's going to speak on this show, The Mark White Show. I appreciate all those who have joined me this morning. I hope you'll join me next week for my Andy Griffith special. And if you are a caregiver and you are struggling, take some time to relax. Take some time for yourself so that you can be 100% for the person you're caring for. Let's care for our loved ones as we can. You've been listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4931. 4930.
El Puño Maniaco.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
This time of year, you need to get, you know, make sure your air conditioner's working good, make sure it's charged up good. This time of year, too, people start thinking about baseball season, going on vacation and stuff, do a lot of traveling. That's when you want to make sure your tires are good, your brakes are good, things like that. And it's no charge to ever check anything like that. Run it by anytime. We can take a look at them or whatever. It's just a good time to get everything checked out.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see